It's time to debunk the $20,000 lie. If you think starting a podcast requires a huge studio and a huge budget, you have been cheated just like I did. Six months ago, I started my own show and achieved over 4 million views across all social media platforms and proved those fake wrong by securing stream guests and recording 60 plus episodes with huge name guests, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell. If I'd listened to those fake gurus who don't even have a podcast online, I'd be beating myself up, waiting for permission to start, because that advice keeps you stuck, my friend. And today we're going to get revenge on that system. I'm going to demonstrate how to launch your dream podcast today for less than $100 and take control of your dream career. So let's get straight into it. Step one is the zero cost launch pad. First, we need to start our podcast and create channels for it so we can distribute it to as many people and get as many listeners as possible. We need to create an account on Spotify for creators and sign up for rss.com, which is about $5 to $10 a month, rss.com. Why should we spend $5 to $10 a month on this? Well, because it allows us to record on Apple, on Deezer, on Amazon Music, and schedule all of those and send it to all of those different platforms. There's about 50 to 100 different platforms it sends this podcast to all at once with one click. It's super good. And obviously, we need to create a YouTube account because YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. It's where you're going to get all of your new listeners because it just pushes it to more people, and more people are listening to video podcasts. I've gained over 60,000 monthly listeners on YouTube alone, which is then filtered through to my Spotify and my Apple, because Spotify and Apple are just much harder to grow organically. There's less of a For You page kind of algorithm and homepage. Spotify's getting a bit better, but it's just not as good as YouTube. YouTube just has way more users, billions, I'm pretty sure. So we want to get on YouTube as well. And our main goal when we're first starting our podcast is to obviously enjoy it and get dream guests, but also to get monetized as quickly as possible. The best way to get monetized is through YouTube monetization, which I achieved within the first 3 months of starting my podcast with 100% remote guest episodes, no in-person interviews. I'm actually going to do my in-person interviews very soon over the next few weeks. But when you're just starting out, you can literally do it on your laptop and still get monetized. How fantastic is that? Step two is the zero tech stack. What I mean by that? So use your iPhone and use your laptop and use your earphones or AirPods for recording audio and video and listening to the guests. They are proven to deliver high quality footage and even decent quality audio. And we can boost the audio using software I will tell you later in the video. But if you're not a professional filmmaker or photographer, you don't have a camera or anything like that, starting with your iPhone on a tripod or just propped up on some books or something is more than good enough. Or even just using your laptop or webcam, if you're recording virtually with a guest, will still be good enough when you're first starting out, because our goal is to just get as many episodes out as quickly as possible, build a small audience, and just start getting some momentum. Step three is obviously to secure your guests. I have a hidden strategy for securing high-performing guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and like the 20-plus best-selling authors and CEOs I've interviewed out of the 60 episodes I've done so far. And it gets about a 10 to 20 or sometimes even 30 response rate. And I'll share the exact template with you later. But before that, we need to find the guests. How do we find the guests? We go online and search their name and just put email next to their name. So say I wanted to get, I don't know, Elon Musk on, I would do Elon Musk email, Elon Musk contact page, and then it will come up. And most of the time, if that email is available, the AI assistant on that browser will give it to you, or it will just pop up on a page on the first browsing page of the search engine. It's super simple. Then you just copy and paste that and send them the email, hopefully using the template that I will talk about later. By the way, do not send DMs on social media, on Instagram. You need to send emails when you're just starting out your show. I've said this so many times in other videos, but I'm just going to have to keep repeating it to you guys in case you forget. Do not send DMs, send emails when you're reaching out to guests on your podcast, because emails are more professional. Emails don't have your 10 followers attached to it. So obviously, if you send a message to someone inviting them to come onto your show and you only have 10 followers, they're not going to respond, I promise you, or they'll just say no. And it goes straight into their inbox, which they check probably every day, every other day. Them sending, you sending it via DM and it's in their request section, which they check once a month. You know, the response rate is going to be much, much higher if you do it on email. Email is more professional. They're on there to have transactions, do some business. Whereas if they're on Instagram or TikTok, it's probably not for the purpose of doing business, right? So send them emails. And also people's emails are just super available and you just go straight to them, straight into their inbox. And it's super effective and has allowed me to get all the guests I've had on my show so far. Step four is to automate the content. So first we need to record the content. So we use software called Riverside.fm, which I'm not sponsored by, to record remote episodes with the guests. It's super simple. They just press a button or press a link that you send them and they go onto the basically like a Zoom call, but it's professional audio, professional video. You have like an AI assistant. You can edit there. You can basically do everything you need to do, generate show notes, chapters, and summaries, and even generate repurposed clips using Riverside. It's basically the all-in-one remote podcast platform. And it's perfect for the beginners who are just starting their show. And even the seasoned pros, Chris Williamson from Modern Wisdom and Tim Ferriss use it on their podcast. Taylor Swift's done a podcast on Riverside FM. I still do podcasts on Riverside FM because it allows me to connect with guests from anywhere in the world when I'm in the middle of nowhere in Southwest England right now. So it just gives you a plethora of way more guests to get onto your show. I highly, highly recommend you starting right this second. $25 a month. It's the best investment, the most important investment for you to do when you're starting your podcast for the first time. And then you'd get the script, which does a lot of similar things to Riverside FM in terms of the post-production stuff. So it edits a lot of the, it does a lot of the editing stuff basically, but better than Riverside. So it also creates studio sound, which is much better than Riverside's. It creates AI clips from your transcript, which is much better than Riverside and has allowed me to get a million views on social media, including Instagram and TikTok. Like one clip that Descript made, it basically just clipped the episode, like a 20-second clip. That got me 2 million views across all social media platforms and counting. It's still getting me engagement and I posted it in July. It went viral. Even my sister's friend from university saw it, for example. It's just absolutely crazy. And that was all from just pressing, generate me a clip from this episode. It made the clip. I posted it. Obviously, if you're doing a 1-hour episode, you're going to be able to create 20 plus of those clips, which have a potential of going viral, which means you can post and schedule daily. But how do we schedule daily? Well, daily dominance is assured if we use Adobe Express, which is for free. There's a free version, which I use. And it has the content calendar whereby we can literally just add the clips that we've made. So the 20, 30, or even 40 clips from that one episode and just schedule it daily or even two a day. And even if the videos get like 600 or 500 or 1,000 views per video, that all adds up into hundreds of thousands of views per month and new people to follow you and then listen to your full episodes as a consequence of the short form content you post. The short form content you post is like a sample. It's a advertisement for your full episodes because the short form content reaches more people, especially at the beginning when you're just starting your show. And we can schedule that daily because Descript has made the AI clips for us, which is super quick and super efficient and has the potential of getting you viral like it did for me. Descript is a bit more expensive than Riverside FM. It's about $27 per month. But like I said, absolute no-brainer. I would highly, highly recommend using it if you want to grow your show and become a pro podcaster like I have. It's consistency, right? So you can blow up and get viral within 3 weeks. You can become monetized in 3 weeks. You can become monetized in 6 months like it took me, or it can take you 9 months. It might take you a year, but The most important thing right now is consistency, my friend. And that's what's going to get you the success that you deserve and the pro podcast that you've dreamed of. And this simple method has made me millions of views and monetized. But if you want to accelerate past that 4 million views and the monetization, you need the advanced forbidden tactics that only my top students know about, including my AI templates, my in-depth videos, step-by-step showing you exactly how to utilize the software and what to ask the guests, and weekly live calls with me. All of this goes far beyond the things I'm telling you right now. And if you want to take podcasting seriously and become a pro podcaster and join my first student, Rob, who's already reaping the benefits that you can too, then join my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. Top link in the description. You will access the video courses, the templates I use, all the secrets are shared on this course, and you'll get one-to-one personalized feedback with me, helping you grow your show fast. There's only 24 spaces left to get the discounted half price, the early bird discount, because Rob's already taking one of them up. And we had a great call yesterday. He's a great guy, and he's going to make progress that you could if you joined this program. So I highly, highly recommend and advise you to stop procrastinating and get advice from pro podcasters like me, because let's be real, no other podcaster that I look up to and that you look up to is sharing their secrets this consistently and has a whole tribe and space sharing their secrets, giving you advice and getting feedback from them. No other top podcaster is doing this, and this is the exact place for you to unlock this. So you won't regret it. I'm rooting for you, and I'll see you in the community on the next call. Goodbye. Ooh, my voice is going.